Handel's Prelude and Toccata here on KPR, an arrangement by Marcel Granzenet with Mariko Onraku on harp. Good morning, everyone. I'm Destiny. I thought that would be a nice way to ease into our Thursday morning. I hope you're all doing really well. I hear we might actually make it into the 60s today. Crazy, but that would be nice. It's currently about 36 degrees outside and sunny, thankfully. I've got some sunny music this hour, too. Mozart at the bottom of the hour, a lovely piano concerto. I think it's an hour of the classics, shall I say. And of course, in an hour of the classics, you've got to have a Brandenburg concerto. This is number 5 by Bach. It's Richard Kapp and the Philharmonia Virtuosi. It's right now on Kansas Public Radio. Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 5 here on KPR, Richard Kapp and the Philharmonia Virtuosi. I'm Destiny, and I've got some lovely Mozart coming up here on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. I'd like to thank some of our great sponsors that keep us on the airwaves. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Security Benefit, a Kansas-based retirement savings company seeking employees who want to make a difference in their careers and communities. Details on current openings at securitybenefit.com. And the Sulis Fine Arts 20th Annual Winter Auction, featuring Kansas artists Berger Sanzen along with historic works by KU faculty Raymond Eastwood, Robert Sudlow, and Albert Block. Details at midwestartauction.com. All right, I've got Mitsuko Uchida on piano playing Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 11. This is with Jeffrey Tate and the English Chamber Orchestra. Enjoy on KPR. Such a lovely ending to that concerto here on KPR, Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 11, featuring Jeffrey Tate with the English Chamber Orchestra. Actually, Jeffrey Tate's the conductor. The soloist, who is the feature, is Mitsuko Uchida. I am Destiny. Thank you for being here with me this hour. I've got some windy music coming up next hour. Yes, we often hear from piano and strings. Well, we've got some winds, and John Carmichael of Pinnacle Winds. It's going to be very interesting, so don't go anywhere. I'm excited for you to hear from him, and, well, I'm just excited about the music in general. We're at 39 degrees. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Hey, it's Daryl Brogdon. Did you know KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour turns 30 this year? Turning 30 means worse hangovers and visible wrinkles, but it also means a party weekend here in Lawrence, Kansas, on February 27th and 28th. We've got concerts, cocktail parties, and more, and you're invited to join us. Check out the calendar of events and get your tickets now at kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from the Lawrence Community Orchestra, presenting Shall We Dance, featuring dances written for the string orchestra, Saturday, February 14th at 7:30 p.m. at the Lead Pavilion. Tickets at lawrenceorchestra.org. All right, it actually is 42 degrees out now. Got to get on my temperature checking. We are going up to the 60s, I hear, fingers crossed. NPR News up next, then I'm back with more music on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. President Trump. Dow Jones Industrials are down more than 80 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their dining and entertainment card, Saver. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Johann Strauss II's Egyptian March here on Kansas Public Radio. Ricardo Muti and the Vienna Philharmonic. Good morning. Marching into the 10 a.m. hour. Thanks for being here with me, folks. I am Destiny, and I promised an hour of somewhat windy music, did I not? Yes. So we finally get to hear some special wind music. I've got a guest who's going to be joining me soon in studio to talk about it. Pinnacle Winds, they've got a concert coming up. It's a very popular concert weekend. We will hear another march towards the bottom of the hour, but right now we are going to listen to Eric Coates' London Again Suite. I've got Sir Charles Groves conducting the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic right now on KPR. Eric Coates, London Again Suite, here on Kansas Public Radio by Sir Charles Groves and the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. I'm really excited to welcome a guest here in just a moment. I'd like to give a special shout out to our sponsors this morning. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Aristo Sham with the 2025 Van Cliburn International Piano Competition. Thursday, March 5th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. And Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, artists, and musicians, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more information, visit bluecollarpress.com. This is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, and I promised a morning of windy music this hour, so we are going to listen to the French Military March by Camille Saint-Saëns, and I've got a great person in studio who's going to talk about the music and where you can actually hear it live and in person this weekend. But first, let's take a listen. This is with Eugene Ormandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra, now on KPR. Marche Militaire Francais here on Kansas Public Radio, or French Military March, for those of you that speak English. Camille Saint-Saëns, the Eugene Ormandy with the Philadelphia Orchestra. Now, that definitely had all the instruments of the orchestra, but if you want to hear the wind version where the clarinets have to play those really hard violin licks, you can actually go and hear it live and in person February 15th at 2 p.m. That's this Sunday in the sanctuary of First Church of the Nazarene. That is on State Line Road in Kansas City. And I am delighted to be joined here on Kansas Public Radio by John Carmichael, the director. And it was so fun right as this piece was ending, he was conducting it. So I got a sneak peek preview. It's going to be a really good concert. Can you tell us a little bit about it, John? Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you and good morning.
Good morning.
We have a really diverse and entertaining concert of fine music. We're going to open the program with something called Bright Shadow Fanfare by Nicole Piono. Mm. And it's just a exuberant, exciting, rhythmically complex fanfare that I think will get everybody's blood moving.
That's good.
And then we move to a piece called Radiant Joy by Stephen Bryant, and it has elements of jazz and rock in it.
Oh, wow.
And features our saxophones. And then we move into a piece called Sonata for Alto Saxophone by Robert Muchinski.
Oh, I love
and
that.
We're featuring Trey Wary, mm-hmm. our principal saxophonist, on the solo. And
nice.
He's doing a spectacular job. And the transcription of it is from the piano part to wind band.
Oh, interesting.
And the transcriber has done an excellent job of assigning parts and making sure that you can hear the soloist through all of the other wind parts that are playing. And
yes, that is key.
Yes, it is key. He's worked real hard. He wants to be heard.
Yeah.
We don't want to cover him up. And the next piece that we're going to play is Sinfonietta by Ingolf Dahl.
Yes, we're going to listen to a little snippet of that here in a bit. Sounds fun.
Well, the Sinfonietta is a keystone piece for this program. It runs about 19 minutes, and it's in three movements. But the band directors have been trying to define our repertoire as being musically and artistically significant.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that's changed from the first round of professional bands in the late 19th and early 20th century, where they were playing a lot of transcriptions of orchestral works, potpourris, marches, mm-hmm. waltzes, and novelty pieces.
Right.
But no real, not much music that was written for wind band was musically important.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say musically important, I'm talking about the kind of music that somebody who loves art music would want to hear.
Nice.
And I think that that crosses all the ensembles, anywhere from full symphony orchestra, chamber orchestra, to wind band, to a jazz band that's playing important music. So Ingolf Dahl's Sinfonietta has been rated, actually, by significant band directors across the country as being one of the top 10 pieces ever written for wind band.
Wow.
It's a complicated work. It's not easy. And
what music is, geez.
Well,
the
all
ones
of it,
that you play on the radio.
Yeah, they go pretty well.
Yeah, they do.
And this piece has lots of little things in it that I think the audience, if they listen carefully, will find entertaining.
Good.
Little waltzes. He uses pitches in a serial way, but he never loses a sense of tonality.
Okay.
In the whole composition. He makes allusions to marching band in it.
Gotcha.
And there are several tunes that are buried within the Sinfonietta that people might find familiar.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the NBC call tune.
Oh, boy.
NBC.
Oh, wow. And
you'll
you're
hear
a singer.
That in there.
How interesting.
Yeah, and it's surprising the sources that other composers use when they're writing their pieces. And we think that a little snippet out of Sinfonietta was used in the soundtrack to Gremlins, the movie. and that was Gizmo's theme.
Oh, boy.
And that's in the third movement, and I think we're going to have a chance to hear that.
That's great. Do you chat with the audience beforehand and let them know that kind of stuff?
Well, first of all, we are masters of the QR code.
Ah!
And because printing is expensive,
yes.
Our program notes are put on a website where it's accessed by QR code.
Smart.
So I don't get all that uptight when I see people looking at their cell phones and we're playing.
Oh, wow. Hey, that's
because they're trying to read the program notes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That said, I do try and say something before every piece.
Great.
Something that's connective, something that may focus their ears to hear something in particular.
Mm-hmm.
But we try to get the audience really engaged in what we're doing. I'm not sure that the regular concert goer will have heard much of this music. There are several pieces they probably have heard, but the majority of it they haven't. So we've got to find ways to create connection.
Definitely. Let's remind everyone when your concert is. It's Sunday, February 14th at 2 p.m. It's in the sanctuary of the First Church of the Nazarene. And the website where people can check out tickets and info is the name of your group, Pinnacle Winds, P-I-N-N-A-C-L-E, pinnaclewinds.com. And it does. It sounds like a really fun program. And I want to highlight your mission of being a professional wind band. But let's take a listen while we were just talking about it to the Ingolf Dahl first. We're going to listen to the Dance Variations movement. And folks, if you want to hear the whole thing, February 15th at 2 p.m., we'll come back after that. And there's been some really fun things we've been chatting about. So keep listening right now on KPR. Ooh, beautiful. The Dance Variations by Ingolf Dahl from his Sinfonietta here on KPR. Wind band music. As a string player, I don't often get to hear wind band music. I'm always listening to string music. Well, if you want to hear that entire Sinfonietta in person, you can. February 15th at 2 p.m., the First Church of the Nazarene, that is 11811, or 11811, State Line Road in Kansas City, Missouri. And I am joined here at Kansas Public Radio by John Carmichael, the director. And we were talking about the mission. I really, really like the mission of your group to become the only professional wind band in the country, right? Do I have that right?
Well, not exactly.
Okay, I knew I messed something up.
No. We used as a catchphrase because we thought people would perhaps more readily buy into the idea that there should be a professional band that's non-military, a full-time professional band that's non-military in America, because currently there aren't any.
Right.
There is a band in Hawaii, the Royal Hawaiian Band, and they are professional. They're about 35 players, maybe 40, and but they play mainly for the tourists, and they play music that's appropriate for that situation. And what we wanted to do was be committed to playing the best wind band music available. That's not only educational and but also entertaining and engaging. And so what we want to do is be the first full-time, non-military, professional, fully professional concert band in America this century.
That's quite the state. I love that. That's great.
But if somebody beats us to it, we'll applaud for them.
That's nice. Team player.
We think professional bands is the next logical step in the evolution of the band movement in America, which is a very powerful movement, but it's centered currently in the secondary schools and middle schools and secondary schools, and also in colleges and universities. And we do have a professional component in the military, but their mission is not committed to the promulgation of the best music that there is for wind band. They do play it, but their main mission is to play patriotic and music that introduces people to the United States Army and its mission.
Right, and the big holidays.
And my son's in the Army band, so
yes,
I know all about what they're doing.
A really difficult job to get. You must be very proud
of your son. Yeah, there were 200 people auditioning, and he got the one chair.
That's amazing.
There's just one chair available.
It's a very prestigious group. Good job.
And that's part of the other thing is, our universities and conservatories are graduating a lot of people with terminal degrees in music, instrumental music performance, but there are no jobs. Only once in a while.
Wow.
Yeah, a terminal, I mean, in the most positive sense.
Uh-huh.
It means they've done everything they can in their education.
Good thing we explained that to the audience.
It didn't kill them.
Probably almost did.
It probably almost did in the process. But we think that these folks deserve the opportunity to sit in a professional ensemble and do exactly what they've trained to do.
Mm-hmm.
And only a few chairs come open in a year's time in America. And America is a little different because the fact that they don't have the civilian professional, full-time professional concert bands.
Mm-hmm.
Many other countries, many of the European countries, Asian countries, Latin American countries have those full-time professional civilian bands.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, probably because of the strength of our university and college bands.
Mm-hmm. Yes, probably.
But what's there in the life of the person who has that degree when the best job they can find is brewing coffee, becoming a barista,
mm-hmm.
when what they really want to do is to play significant music full-time as a career?
I think, yeah, you know, it's really great for Kansas and Missouri that we have you trying to achieve this and help the community. I think it's really wonderful. I should remind people of when your concert is again. February 15th, Sunday, 2 p.m., First Church of the Nazarene at 11811 State Line Road. And the website is the name of your group, pinnaclewinds.com. And we talked a little bit about the music that would be on it a little bit ago, but there's four other things you wanted to mention, four other pieces you have.
Well,
one of them is really fun. We're going to listen to after this, too.
Well, we've heard the March Militaire Française.
Mm-hmm.
And we're playing a very fine transcription of that piece, but it should be mentioned that Camille Saint-Saëns wrote original band
mm-hmm.
music.
Yes.
One called Occident and Orient March that's really important
mm-hmm.
and an excellent musical work. We followed that with a song called A Hymn for Peace mm-hmm. by Kevin Day. Kevin Day is a significant rising composer, African-American,
nice.
And he writes beautifully. And this Hymn for Peace is not a generalized world peace sort of thing. He's talking about inner peace, reconciling issues within yourself. And but that's what this is a hymn about.
Nice.
Our next piece is actually a transcription, but it is... a lot of wind band music was in this piece when Benjamin Britten wrote it
mm-hmm.
for the opera Gloriana. It's called The Courtly Dances. And so it's about seven dances in
nice.
The style of a Baroque suite.
Wow,
so
interesting.
You'll have a courant, you'll have a gaillard, a pavane, and several other movements that... And it's a very attractive piece of music. You have all those antique dance forms with a modern musical vocabulary. So it's interesting juxtaposition.
Yes, it sounds like a real varied program for people to get to listen to. We've got just about a minute left before we listen to what's going to be your closer, right?
Molly on the Shore.
Yes, and is there anything else that you want our awesome KPR audience to know about you and your group, Pinnacle Winds? Come to the concert, folks.
Yeah, we do want you to come to the concert and see what this is all about. And I did want to mention another part of our mission is educational outreach. We
Great.
Want to be a resource for the public schools in
wow.
as they strive to achieve excellence in their music instruction programs.
I think that's great.
And we have that diverse mission, but we need people in the audience
yes.
to get this thing really going, because if you have a product, you've got to have an audience.
Right. And I love the radio. I love that we can hear music on the radio, but I am a huge proponent of actually getting out there and going to the live concert and experiencing it in real time, because that's where the magic is. That's where the art is.
Live music is different.
Yes, it's
people
very different.
Share feelings, extrasensory.
Yes. I totally agree with you. Well, thank you so much for being here, John. I really appreciate you coming in and talking to us about Pinnacle Winds. And I know our audience will really, really like Molly on the Shore. Everyone loves it. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yes, I hope to have you come back and talk about your future concerts. So, folks, we're going to listen to the Boston Pops Orchestra, conducted by John Williams, play a version. But if you want to hear it live and in person, February 15th, 2 p.m., Church of the Nazarene. All right, here we go. Percy Aldridge Granger's Molly on the Shore on KPR. Molly on the Shore, here on KPR, by Percy Aldridge Granger. That was John Williams with the Boston Pops Orchestra. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this hour. If you want to hear a great wind band rendition of that, you can. Sunday, February 15th at 2 p.m., live in the First Church of the Nazarene. That's on State Line Road in Casey Moe. And I had such a nice time talking with John Carmichael. He's very, very intelligent and smart and knows so much about history. Such a nice guy. It really, really sounds like a great concert. So I would encourage all of you to get out on your Sunday afternoon and support live music, because that is where the magic is. The magic is also here on Kansas Public Radio, where we are live and local from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. It's almost 11:01. NPR News is at the top of the hour, and then I am back with some love music. Romeo and Juliet, Dreams of Love. It's going to be a great hour. I am Destiny. Thank you so much for being here with me. I'll be back on KPR.
Used to it. Foreign journalists, not so much. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Kyiv.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Franz Liszt's Dreams of Love, Philippe Entremont on piano, here on Kansas Public Radio to open our 11 a.m. hour. So pretty. Perfect for Valentine's week, shall we say. And speaking of being perfect for Valentine's week, a lot of composers wrote music about Romeo and Juliet. We are going to listen to the love scene from Berlioz. I wonder if you've heard that one before. That'll be coming up in about half an hour. Right now, another kind of love, a love of admiration and of a dear friend. This is Arinsky's Piano Trio No. 1. He composed it in 1894 and dedicated it to his friend who had passed away, a cellist. So it's in four movements. You'll hear a fast movement and then a dance movement and then an elegy, which is really beautiful. I would say it's the emotional heart of the trio, and I love it. And then the ending, the last movement, they call it a real tour de force in the parts that I'm from in the classical music world. So I hope you enjoy listening to it. I've got a recording here with the Beaux-Arts Trio. Thanks for being here. This is Kansas Public Radio. It's Arinsky's Piano Trio No. 1. Wow, dramatic indeed. Arinsky's Piano Trio No. 1, the Beaux-Arts Trio, here on Kansas Public Radio. Love tends to be dramatic, as I'm sure Berlioz and his love scene from Romeo and Juliet will be coming up on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. And support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the multinational vocal quartet Il Divo with guest instrumental trio Simply Three, Wednesday, March 11th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. and historic LeCompton's Bleeding Kansas series of talks and dramatic interpretations over the issue of slavery in Kansas and the nation. Saturdays from January 25th through March 1st. Details at LeComptonKansas.org. Ah, time for Romeo and Juliet, The Love Scene by Hector Berlioz. And this recording features David Zinman with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. I hope you like it right now on KPR. The Love Scene from Romeo and Juliet by Berlioz, David Zinman, and the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. Happy early Valentine's Day. Thanks for being here on KPR.
Hi, it's Daryl Brogdon. The Retro Cocktail Hour turns 30 this year, and we're throwing a bunch of parties to celebrate. On February 27th and 28th, hope you'll join us for two nights of live music, including Exotica Cocktail. And all the way from L.A., the band called Nutty.
Acting nutty, but I don't know why. Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Tickets for everything are on sale right now. Find the complete event schedule at kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Ellsberg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Audio Reader, now accepting donations of audio equipment, vinyl records, and more for their audio sales. More information on Audio Reader's services and how to donate is at reader.ku.edu. I'm Destiny. Thanks so much for being here with me this morning, folks. Jeff Watson is in with a grand serenade this afternoon and a musical love letter to a magical place. Paris. Sounds like some great music here on KPR.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Minnesota